And I'll say good afternoon. And yes, we're going to continue our conversations this afternoon with our extended news at noon on WISR 680 AM. And I'm glad we're doing this because we have a lot of great organizations around the area. And even though a lot of us are expected to stay at home, there are some organizations still operational, and they're helping people quite a bit. And with me right now is the director of the Lighthouse Foundation. You can find them on Route 8 if you're going south, or on your left in the old school building there. Victoria Spring is with us, and she's the director of the Lighthouse Foundation. Victoria, thank you very much for joining me for a few minutes.
Thank you for having me.
And when I got on the phone with you, you know, I said, how are you? And we both kind of agreed. We're both busy, which is a good thing because you're helping people. You know, I mean, but yet at the same time, you wish you weren't so busy at this point. Right? Wrong? What
right.
do you think?
Exactly. The busyness of, you know, the usual days that we would have here at the Lighthouse, it's increased. So just knowing that we're kind of on the front lines helping, trying to provide food, it's really amped up the time we've spent here, but also the need for staff, because 80% of our volunteers are over that 60-plus age group at high risk. So, of course, we had to pull staff and operate differently than we were before.
And so tell us how you're operating at this point. You and I have talked before. That was a while ago. So if you could remind us what it is that you do to help individuals. And I want to talk about the food pantry separately just to see how that is running. But what are the different ways that you are helping people with the Lighthouse Foundation?
The Lighthouse Foundation is still operational in every aspect of its ministry. You know, we are a nonprofit Christian organization whose mission is to encourage others to find hope in Christ by meeting their immediate needs and empowering them towards self-sufficiency. And again, our food pantry is one of our largest operations. We also have housing for homeless families and individuals and a couple different other ministries. But it's changed with this COVID-19 pandemic that we have, because we've transitioned our food pantry into a drive-through model.
And I do want to get to that. Let me ask you first about your other services. Have mm-hmm. has the needs increased, or are you seeing, again, the primary service is the food pantry at this point?
Yes, the primary service needed at this point is our food pantry.
Okay.
Our housing units are still open and operational. You know, we're still taking referrals. There are still people in need of housing out there, so we're still operating our housing units as well.
And I want to make sure that we get this point out before we talk about the food pantry. You are not typically open on Friday. Do I have that correct?
During this time, we're not. Usually we are.
Okay, so during this time, it's a Monday through Thursday operation, just in case folks hear us today, and then they turn around and maybe Friday is their availability and you're not open. So typically, yes, but not during this time, so Monday through Thursday. So,
yeah.
Victoria, let's talk about the food pantry. And when we have talked before, it was a matter that people would go in and in a sense, shop, you know, and I know that's changed, and that's what I want to ask you about, but it's changed a little bit. So why don't you go ahead and explain what you're doing?
Sure. Yes, the shopping part was one of my personal favorite aspects of our food pantry. Is, you know, the individuals did get to come in and have a grocery cart and pick the items off the shelf that they would like for their families. But unfortunately, during this time, we had to transition to a drive-through model where the individuals and families pull up to our facility, do not get out of their car. We ask that they have space already available in their vehicle, and we have volunteers and staff that load a substantial size of food order into their vehicle for them.
When you say, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say the average size order of food being placed in these individuals' families' vehicles, it's about over 100 pounds of food that we're able to give.
And so when you're giving that 100 pounds of food, if somebody is coming up and receiving that, are they receiving enough food for like a week, a 2 week, a month span? Like, how often do you want people to be able to use the service so there's enough for everyone?
Because of the increase in families and households that we are serving, we've just in the past 2 weeks have seen a 15% increase. We're asking folks to utilize our food pantry once a month. If there's an emergency need and that food is not lasting them, absolutely come and get more. But because of that need, we're asking them to come once a month for that food order.
When folks are coming to use your food pantry, again, we're talking to the Lighthouse Foundation on Route 8. And actually, your address isn't technically Route 8. It's just that we see you from Route 8, that side of the old school building. But when people are coming to use the food pantry, are they giving you an order beforehand, or are you predetermining what folks are getting as this offering?
The large box non-perishables that is predetermined from what we have in stock, what we have from Greater Pitt, donations that come from the store, we have that predetermined, and then the fresh produce, vegetables, and bread are all bagged up according to how many orders on average we serve. The folks coming are verbally verifying their information for us, and they also can tell us their household size. So we do have different size orders that we provide to them, you know, depending on their family size.
Do they need to be signed up for this kind of service with the Lighthouse Foundation, or can they just show up and say, I need help?
No, they can certainly just show up and let us know that they're in need of some food. We just ask their name and phone number, and we are having them verbally verify that they are in need, and we load their vehicle for them. Now, we do have recipients that have utilized our services before, and again, this is new to them too. So again, just asking anyone that's in need, please come get food, have some space in your car for us to load it for you, and we'd love to provide.
What are the times for the operation for the food pantry with the Lighthouse Foundation?
Our food pantry hours are operating as normal as they were before, but you can also find them on our website. But they go according to last name. So on Monday, we operate from 1 to 4 p.m., serving last names A through G. On Tuesday, we serve 3 to 6 p.m., serving last names H through M. On Wednesday, we serve from 1 to 4, serving last names N through S. And then on Thursday, we serve 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., serving last names T through Z. And saying that, I also know that sometimes those time schedules do not work for those specific last names, and you might have to come a different day. We're more than willing to accommodate and work around your schedule.
So you mentioned that you are still able to give some fresh food to the individuals that are recipients of your food pantry. Where are you getting the fresh fruits and vegetables? You're on Route 8 South, so you're a little south of Butler, but still in our area. So where are you getting that food?
We are getting the food from local grocery stores that are donating it to us. We have advanced choice orders that we also come in. And just a great example of the last two weekends, we were blessed by the Light of Life Ministries down in Pittsburgh, who had an abundance of fresh produce that they could not all distribute. So it was safely packaged, transported, and then given to us so that we could distribute that.
And let's talk about the donations. Are you able to accept donations? And at this point, how do we go about doing that? Since we're talking about the food pantry, I'll stick with the food at this point, but then I will ask you about financial donations.
Sure, yeah. The food donations, unfortunately, right now we're not able to accept outside donations of food from the community. We want to make sure that we are getting it from the stores, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. We want to make sure that it is safe and secure, and that what we are distributing came from a reliable source. Not that I'm saying the community is not reliable, but we just want to do our due diligence in making sure that we are giving away the safest food we can.
Absolutely. And then let me ask you about volunteers before I ask you about the financial donations. Can people come and help you with this food pantry? How are you handling that at this point? One, because we're supposed to be physically distancing ourselves, but at the same time, nobody's quite sure, unless they have symptoms, if they could possibly get sick. So how are you handling that?
It's a great question. I think everyone also is wanting to either ask that or know that for every area of agency. But we are operating off of a very minimum group of volunteers and staff. On our website, we do have volunteer opportunities for stronger, healthier individuals that are able to help us load the vehicles and can wear masks and gloves. But again, that limited spot is 10 or under. So if you're wanting to volunteer and you're wanting to be that person that helped, the availability is online to sign up for that. But in our distribution center, we also do not let anybody in that has not already been in. We have three separate rooms, at least 6 feet apart from each volunteer, stocking, boxing, shelving, loading, even the vehicles. There's no exchange of papers or of sharing pens. Everything is verbal. We're certainly following the CDC guidelines to make sure that we're doing everything we can to not only protect our clients, our staff, and our volunteers, but also to make sure that our community stays as safe as it can.
Of course, the Lighthouse Foundation is a nonprofit organization. You mentioned faith-based. If people are out there and they're wanting to help in some way, and as you're saying right now, you have your supply chain for the food. If they'd like to donate financially, how do they go about doing that?
They can go online at our website. There's several easy ways to donate by a click of a button. You could mail in a financial donation if you'd like. We also have social media, which has been posting many links, but a financial donation is certainly appreciated because of the increase we've seen in meeting the need in the community. We have to then now order more food in bulk at a discounted rate to supplement that need. So that would be a huge help. As you said, financial burdens are pretty much hitting everywhere at this time. But I would also just graciously ask for prayer, too, if people are listening. Pray for the Lighthouse. Pray for those that we're serving. If anybody is in need or if anybody's listening and they're in need or know someone, please know that it's safe to come and get food, and we'd be more than happy to give that.
The Lighthouse Foundation, what's your contact information that you would like to offer at this time for folks who are either in need or would like to help in some way?
Oh, absolutely. Our website is thelighthousepa.org. And you can call directly into our office here at 724-586-5554. And on social media, you can just type in the Lighthouse Foundation. And we're located in Valencia, PA.
Victoria Sprang, the director of the Lighthouse Foundation, again, as she was just mentioning the location, if you're going on Route 8 and you're heading south, you would look to the left. You have the big sign that's right next to the roadway that you can see where they are. But if you're going to get to them, you have to go at that light right before the building, and then that's how you would access their building. All right, Victoria, thank you so much for your time. Great work as you're helping the community, and many blessings to you.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciated.